Now, I have a question for you. Are you a sceptical individual when asked about mediums, aliens, alternative medicine or religion? Do you give a groan or roll your eyes? Well, so do the Milton Keynes sceptics. They host talks and meetings in Milton Keynes where like-minded free thinkers can have a good old chin wag. Simon Bennett is the treasurer of the Milton Keynes sceptics in the pub. So what is this, Simon? A load of people get together and moan about a load of stuff. Have I got that right?
No, absolutely not, Nick. Basically, we're just interested in science and interesting, all kinds of interesting things, basically.
But you're sceptical, so you're trying to disprove whether things can actually be as they seem.
What we're trying to do is improve people's interest and knowledge of scientific methods, having evidence for things that people claim, rather than just assuming that things are correct. Then have a mindset that you look into why things are the way they are.
So you were standing here watching Chris, our resident magician. You are now officially our resident magician for this afternoon, wooing our five listeners here, bending their forks. What was the skeptic in you thinking?
Oh, well, obviously you know that Chris is doing a trick. Chris is, I think he's not. He's not.
No, you did. Chris, was that just magic?
No, it was real.
Thank you. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Thank you very much.
But because he's not claiming to absolutely, you know, fool people, that's fine. There are people out there though who will try to trick people and do it in a negative way. They're trying to bamboozle people, and psychics is a classic example of that. Some psychics will pretend that they are actually talking to the spirit world. There's no evidence for that whatsoever, and it preys sometimes on people, which we think is a bad thing.
So you're saying that Chris here doesn't need debunking. We're quite happy that he's a magician. He's an illusionist. We don't need to prove anything. Do you feel it's almost a moral responsibility of yours and your group to debunk? You say that you believe when people say they're talking to the spirits, they're not doing that at all. Is that your responsibility to bring that into the open?
Various sceptic groups, and there are quite a lot of us across the country. There are 50-odd sceptical groups. We work in different ways. Some people just want to have speakers and talk. Some are into activism and actually talking, going against people's mediums and psychic, etc., and also particularly things like homeopathy. But it works in different ways. Not every sceptics group is an activist group. Milton Keynes Sceptics has been running for about 2 years now. We have our meetings here in the Slug and Lettuce near the theatre, and at the moment we're just a group where we get speakers to talk about things like science. We've had speakers about Mars exploration, about philosophy, about religion, and what we want to do is just get people thinking, and thinking rationally.
I was going to actually come on to talk about religion, because of course religion is perhaps the ultimate biggest debate, and we could be here a very long time to debate it. As sceptics, am I right in suggesting that you wouldn't believe in a God at all?
I wouldn't say as a sceptic that I'm going to say that every sceptic believes in anything, or any or would necessarily need to be an atheist. You can believe in what you like. What we want to do is encourage people to spend their time thinking hard and looking for evidence for things. It's only when evidence and the scientific method is used does society progress. Basically, everything that's been developed in the world has happened because of scientific endeavour.
It's interesting you say that, because actually my attitude with my two children is that whatever they choose, you know, if my son chooses to be a rabbi or if he chooses to be a fervent atheist, I won't mind as long as he's used critical thinking to make that decision. Is that what you're saying, that we need to instill this notion of thinking critically so that people can make informed choices, whatever those choices may be?
That's exactly it, Nick, yes.
You say, though, that you're here to look at the things that science has proven to be incorrect. Does science really always have the answers?
Science doesn't always have the answers, and in fact that's an interesting point which Dara O'Brien's used in some of his shows. He says if science had all the answers, it would stop. The purpose of science is to get closer and closer to the actual truth, but extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. If somebody's making a claim that there is a supernatural event, then we expect to see some evidence for that, and we are quite clear that there hasn't yet been any. If some comes, I'm quite willing to change my mind.
Instead of calling yourselves the Milton Keynes Skeptics, shouldn't you just be called the Milton Keynes Party Poopers?
No, I think our actual events are great fun. And that's why I want to get people to come along and understand what we're all about.
No, I'm not talking about whether the parties are any good. I mean, you're pooping on everybody's parties. We all need a little bit of fantasy stuff that we can maybe latch onto, even if maybe somewhere deep down we know that it's not quite for real.
As long as it's not harming people, okay. But in some cases it does. And that's where we are particularly concerned.
I think that's a fair point to end on. So where can we find you? Obviously in the pub round the corner, once a month, yeah?
Every first or second Tuesday, it depends on the speakers, but you can go to our Facebook group, look us up at MK Skeptics, or we have a Twitter account, which is at MK Skeptics, and find out about our talks and events.
Do you get people coming along to fight their corner as well, or is it just a one-sided affair?
We actively want to get speakers in who we disagree with so that we can discuss things. We perhaps haven't been as successful as that as we would like to be, but we'd be quite happy to discuss things with people in a reasoned way.
Sounds like a very interesting event. Much chin stroking, I would imagine, and much drinking of beer as well. Is that a fair description?
That's reasonably fair, yeah.
Simon, thanks a lot for popping along. Sounds like a very, very interesting organisation and such a huge question, which I can't even begin to find the answer of in 6 minutes on BBC Three Counties Radio. The stuff we believe in, the stuff we're attached to, is it real, is it not? Is science the answer to everything? My word. Big questions for your Friday afternoon.